Charity No Kid Hungry declines $200,000 donation from convicted rapper Tekashi 699. By Warner Todd Houston on May 13, 2020. No Kid Hungry, a charity working to feed needy children, has declined a $200,000 donation from rapper Tekashi 699 because of his criminal record and glorification of the drugs and gang lifestyle. The rapper announced his intentions to make the donation to the charity after reports broke that he made up to $2 million immediately after the release of his latest song, Gooba. TMZ reported that the rapper intended to donate 10% of his earnings to charities to help with the coronavirus response. "During this pandemic, I understand we have nurses and frontline heroes who risk their life daily to save others. But never forget the children and families who depend on our public schools for daily meals and nutrition to keep our future leaders growing to their best potential," 699 told his followers in an Instagram post, Yahoo Entertainment reported. "To every influencer out there, remember, if you are blessed, God gave you that blessing not just for you but also to help others." But the charity had other ideas. In a statement, No Kid Hungry declined any such donation. "We are grateful for Mr. Hernandez's generous offer to donate to No Kid Hungry. But we have informed his representatives that we have declined this donation," the charity said on Tuesday. "As a child-focused campaign, it is our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values." 699 furiously responded that the charity was taking food out of the mouths of kids. In a post he later deleted, the Feifei rapper said that the charity would rather take food out the mouth of these innocent children. "I never seen something so cruel." The New York City rapper has a long rap sheet from his days in the Gang 9 Trey Gangsta Bloods. In 2019, for instance, 699, born Daniel Hernandez, pleaded guilty to a group of gang robberies and shootings and then agreed to testify against his former gangmates. He was sentenced to 2 years in that case. He was already on probation for a 2018 case of use of a child for a sexual performance. He was released from prison early and is under house arrest after his lawyers argued that his case of asthma made him vulnerable to the coronavirus. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.